TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, coming up in about an hour's time, we're going to get to, as we always do at 9 o'clock, Get a Grip. But plenty of Browns coming your way here in the 8 o'clock hour on Overtime with Jake Volnick. Including, I mean, listen, I understand that, like, there's people around going, oh, it's all we have to talk about Browns quarterbacks. All we have to talk about Browns quarterbacks. We got to get used to it, okay? Like, this is going to be the season. And I'm not saying that's the only thing we're ever going to focus on. Like, hey, it's going to be the surrounding thing with this team that consistently has to be brought up and has to be talked about. Because they set it up that way. Like, you can go ahead and you can blame the Browns if you have a real problem with it, because they brought all the pressure onto this situation by bringing four quarterbacks in and leaving you in a spot to have to make decisions. And when you have four quarterbacks on the roster and you're heading to training camp and there's not a starter announced, well, there's about only one thing to do. And let's go through and give you each and every day where we stand on the Browns quarterbacks with our daily quarterback rankings. Here we are. The perfect feeling to where we're at with the quarterbacks. All right. How are we feeling, Jax? Bottom to top, top to bottom.
You got to save the number one for last.
Save number one, but we go back. I feel like that's a correct way to do a rankings list.
Yeah, you can't start off. No.
Can't do that. Which leaves us with the bottom spot, the guy who we have the least amount of trust in. I don't think this is the way it reflects for the Browns, but it is the way it reflects for me. We're starting out with number four, Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, the lefty's got to be the number four guy. And listen, I know you draft him in the third round compared to Shador's fifth. I get he fits the system. I just don't know how much faith I can really have in going through and actually trusting a guy like Dylan Gabriel. Listen, too small. I think that although he might be able to pick up the offense quickly, you're not starting the season that way. Like, you're just not going to be able to do it. And I think that if you're picking one guy to actually go out there and not be able to win the job, Dylan's the odd man out because the ceiling just isn't there. If I have a quarterback with a high floor, low ceiling, that's a guy that I'm kind of saving. I know that what you're going to provide me, I know where you're going to be at. I know that you can't be probably the true answer at quarterback for this team. Or if you are, it's not changing between now and week 14. When I might actually end up seeing you play. So I think to very much, not a surprise, if you've listened to me talk about Browns quarterbacks, Dylan Gabriel ends at four. Which brings us to number three, where I place fellow rookie Shador Sanders. Okay? We have to start training camp in the correct spot. And that's that the veterans should probably be ahead of the rookies. Right? Rightfully so. I think the rookies should have to go and earn it. And where we stand right now, watching Shador throw, although I was impressed through OTAs and minicamp, He was thrown in a helmet and in shorts and a t-shirt. I need to see you do it with pads. I need to see you do it against an actual defense. I think you're going to get some of that in joint practices coming up here in a little bit. You're going to get some of that coming up in the preseason games as well at the start of August. Like, show me what you can do against Carolina. And then maybe we start to see those rankings shift. Or one of the veterans just absolutely looks like, I don't know, complete and utter trash throughout training camp. Yeah, Shador might climb his way up. But right now, I think if you're putting Shador at one or two, you've probably lost the plot just a little bit there. Just a little bit. All right, in the traditional backup spot, that's going to be Mr. Small Hands himself. Kenny Pickett should come in as the number two quarterback. Listen, I know that a lot of people are low on Kenny, and I know that we practically just spent the last, I don't know, 40 minutes to an hour, in a way, bashing him. But I also think that if you look at Kenny Pickett, there has to be a promise there. Like, hey, there has to be a small amount of faith. I think I have more faith in Kenny Pickett than most people do. Like, I think that he could actually be decent for you and be somebody that you could trust to hand the ball to and be like, just don't mess things up too bad. And Kenny Pickett's going to be just fine. I think he'd actually work pretty well for the first 6 weeks of the season. Probably doesn't win you a ton of games, but I think gets you over the hump and makes you look like a feasible football team. But at the end of the day, you still fall behind in a quarterback battle that's meant to try to let me win. Which is why Joe Flacco ends up in number one. Hey, Mr. 40-year-old veteran. Yeah, he's got to be the number one quarterback right now. If you put him any lower, you're basically downright out of your mind. Obviously, Kenny gives you a little something to the future, a little something that, hey, maybe this could be something down the line. But Kenny and Joe, in a lot of ways, serve the same purpose. And that's get me through the beginning of the season before I want to see the rookies. That's maybe try to help me win. And at the end of the day, unless Joe actually goes out there and looks like a 40-year-old man, I'm going to say that Joe's going to be the guy to do that better. Like, Joe's going to get me through the first six games better. But listen, this is why it's open for interpretation, okay? This is why we leave it on the table, because you kind of have to. You kind of have to let it play out and let these quarterbacks actually go out and prove it. I don't think that the Browns should be coming in with many preconceived notions of this room because it is so bad. But if you're going to have a general ranking, it should probably go as such as you are right now. Again, that would be Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Shador, into Dylan Gabriel. Our very first round of our daily Browns quarterback rankings. In which I want to follow up and ask you guys at 216-474-0092, is Joe Flacco actually the best guy to start the season for the Browns? Because, like I said, we sat here the last 40 minutes to an hour sort of bashing Kenny Pickett and me telling you why I think Joe's the better option. I also think if I had my pick, I'd probably say scrap both of the veteran quarterbacks, and I just head straight to the rookies. Like, I'm okay if you start Joe. I'm perfectly fine with that idea, but if you're telling me the best quarterback to start the season, in a way, I'm looking at the best quarterback to start the season being Shador. Like, it's to the point where I feel like I've almost come, like, full circle on this. I started out saying that I'd rather see the rookie quarterbacks probably start things off and just go almost, I don't want to say full into tanking, but full into trying to find your quarterback, even if that doesn't work out very well. Yeah, I'm gotten to the point where it was like, no, you probably go with Joe and let him get into the first six games. I think I've come full circle on just give me the rookie out of the gate. The best way to go out and test these guys is going to be throw them into the fire. And sure, you're going to play some hard games against probably pretty good defenses. I also think that you're asking to see a guy be something in a very limited time. So why am I even having a quarterback competition between veterans and rookies? It really probably should narrow down that if it's in my eyes, I would rather narrow it down to let me just see the rookie right now, right? Give me Shador. Give me somebody that is actually just going to provide any sort of hope. And listen, if Shador looks bad against some of the best defense in the league, and I mean bad, like, he looks like he can't be a quarterback out there, there's a really good chance he was never going to be your quarterback of the future anyway. So, okay. Like, on to the next then. You have the first round pick for a reason. I believe in Shador. I think that he can do it. But at the same time, if he shows me that he can't, Well, then so be it. I'm not buying into the developmental quarterback aspect of this. We have to see him. He's sort of a development piece in the fifth round. No. Shador is never the development piece. Shador is the guy who was pretty close to NFL ready and should be ready to go out there relatively quick. Let him pick up the offense. He's under Deshaun's wing and apparently progressing very quickly. Okay, throw him out there. Show him what he can do. If in the preseason he shows any indication that that can be a quarterback and a starting quarterback in the NFL, I'm going to say forget about the 40-year-old quarterback that you brought in. Forget about trying to win football games and see just how far you can take it. Forget about, maybe you can just revive the career of Kenny Pickett. No. Yeah, I drafted quarterbacks for a reason, and I need to find that answer. Until I have that answer, Super Bowls are off the table. Serious year-to-year playoff contention is off the table. And I'm sorry, I'm not interested in watching a team that I watched since I was born in 2001 up to this point, which is, you're feeling pretty good if they go out there and they win 6 or 7 games. Like, that was an okay year for you. Let's just get over that hump. If you're going to be bad, and then go find the quarterback. Like, you got to prove to me you can draft one. And until then, that's why you cycle through head coaches and GMs and everybody else trying to find it. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's go out to the phones. Joe is in Cleveland Heights. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Nick?
Jake, what's going on, man?
Let me tell you the viewpoint of a season ticket holder, section 149, row 24, C23. We all want to see Flacco. We want to see Flacco because of the season we had the year before last, when last year just got totally blown up because the only reason was because we were trying to cater to Deshaun Watson. We didn't want to hurt Watson's feelings by bringing in Flacco, so we didn't. When all the veterans on the team know that Joe Flacco is the first real quarterback presence we've had. Obviously, we had Baker Mayfield, who was a great quarterback, but Andrew Berry, because it wasn't his guy, and I'm not a fan of Andrew Berry at all. John Dorsey was the best GM we've ever had. The only hang-up on him was that he was stuck on Freddie Kitchens. That's the only bad thing you can say about John Dorsey. Everything he did other than that was genius. So it's really sad we couldn't keep him around. But Andrew Berry, he's the most overrated GM in football history to me. I mean, the guy's had the highest salary in NFL football for 2 years, and what did he have to show for it? And he's getting another chance again. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, we want to see the Browns win. We don't care about planning, and it's the NFL. You don't have to tank to be – you don't have to do that. I mean, look what I just don't understand how this is even a conversation. I mean, look what Flacco did when he was here the year before. And the only reason we stopped that – I mean, we all know what happened in the playoffs, obviously. But, hey, as a Browns fan who's there, the funnest time ever since 99 was when Baker Mayfield was quarterback and when Joe Flacco was quarterback. He brought a magic to that stadium we never felt. He brought an energy and a confidence. I mean, we could finally talk to the other fans. I mean, every other time, we just get embarrassed. It's just embarrassing. I mean, as the season ticket holder goes to every single game, we want to see Flacco out there.
Yeah, and I mean, Joe, like, I get it. I don't take away what he did in 2023. I think we can also look at it, though, and, like, I'm not taking away that it was certainly a magical run.
I think he can be the future.
But I just think, like, and I think a lot of people feel that way, by the way. Even if you're a Shador fan, to start the season with Flacco, I just look back on 2023, and, like, yes, it was a great time. I can also look at Joe and say he didn't play very good defenses. I can also look at Joe and say now he's 2 years removed and 2 years older in that fact. And I think he brings a lot of the same things, but he gives me a very similar feeling as to the way that Jameis would run an offense and the way that frustrated Kevin Stefanski. It was just with Jameis, you didn't have really the same offensive production around him in the same way, but you also had a defense that was playing much worse on the other side as well. That wasn't holding up their end of the bargain.
I can understand that, but the level of ridiculous interceptions that Jameis throws, we get it, Flacco throws some interceptions, but the level that I love Jameis, but man, I wouldn't be here arguing with you that Jameis should start, that's for sure. Even though I was obviously that Ravens game, those Steelers games, I'll never forget. The Ravens game was the first game I brought my son to ever. First game I ever went to as a Browns fan. We beat the Ravens. But other than that, I mean, man, Jameis just throws the most killer picks you could ever imagine. I mean, nobody throws killer picks like Winston when you're having such a great game like he does. I mean, even though Flacco throws those picks, it's just not the same level as Winston. And Joe Flacco's a winner. I mean, he's going to surprise a lot of, the Browns are going to surprise a lot of people, especially with the way the line is for our over under and wins.
Yeah. And Joe, I appreciate you making the call. I mean, you make a lot of good points. You had the name wrong, but that's okay. Maybe you had the name wrong, but everything else is a really good point. I just, Listen, like, and I like Joe, and I think Joe's a good quarterback. I think that you can also, like, listen, like, I'm fine with the four-year-old quarterback winning games. I also just don't know how you can look at it and just realistically go through and feel great about Joe's ability to win football games. Yes, he won when he was here. He's also proven through years and years past that he's not a winning quarterback. Like, he doesn't just win football games as a quarterback. He really hasn't put together, what, two seasons in which he had a winning record since 2014. That was his last winning year outside of those. And that was a 4-1 season with the Browns that he had where he played five games and a 9-7 record with the 2017 Ravens. Aside from that, Joe hasn't won football games. And I'm afraid to look back and look at the teams that you play against and go, you played the Jets who weren't very good, the Texans who were, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it Case Keenum that started that game for them? The first time that you played him, I want to say Case was in that entire game. And then
Case Keenum started, Davis Mills came in.
Yeah. So you beat up on a team that could not score points. And then you beat the Bears, the Jaguars, and you lost to the Rams. Like, those were four very bad football teams. And not great defenses on top of it. Like, yeah, Joe can bring you some good moments against bad teams. I think that you're going to get a rude awakening in the first six games. Again, I think better than Kenny Pickett. I also think I would just take my risk and go basically rookie quarterback to the wall. Give him eight games, nine games, give the other one eight games, and then call it a season. You either have something or you don't. I still don't see the value in going veteran quarterback to start this thing off. I'm supposed to keep veterans happy. Okay, not everything about this Browns team is just winning football games right now. That's all they're out to, guys. At 216-474-0092, I thought Joe brought up a good point that I want to get into, which is, will you be frustrated by a Browns losing season if it happens? We'll go deeper into it and get your guys' calls on this in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. You know, like, I brought up Jameis Winston as a comparison. You can call me crazy. You can say it's not fair of a comparison. It's basically the exact same thing in my mind. Like, the only difference when Joe was here was you played bad defenses and the defense on the other end held their end of the bargain up to the point where Joe had the liberty to make mistakes. Like, the Bears game was the perfect example. Joe did not play well against the Bears. He threw for 374 yards. He also threw two touchdowns and three picks. A lot of numbers in that game to go out there and win 20-17. Yeah, you can put up as many passing yards as you want. At some point, the 40-year-old quarterback putting up passing yards, if it's not bringing me to actually be a playoff team, I don't really care about it. It's not to say I don't care about the Browns winning this season. It's just the route that you have to take to get there that I'm a little bit out on. Like, if this team wins five games with rookies compared to seven games with the majority of Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett, I'd take the five games with the rookies. Even if it meant knowing that they were downright bad, I'd much rather lean in that direction than just be hung up and caught on the idea of, well, we have to win games and we have to see this team win games this year. It feels like a relentlessness from the fan base and the team alike to let go of the idea that they're just not very good at football right now. Like, they have not put together a star-studded roster. This is coming from someone who said, I wouldn't be surprised if they won 10 games. Like, if Joe went out there and won 10, it wouldn't downright surprise me. I think there's enough bad teams on the roster to do it, but it's like, you're winning 10 games for what? To reset and go get your quarterback next year? Congratulations. You've already thrown out the idea that that's important right now by drafting two quarterbacks. I'm sorry, but I have to listen to what you've already set up in front of me, which is the fact that we drafted two guys, and now I want to see those two guys play. Yeah, I'm not just willing to throw out, well, yeah, I just drafted two. Let's get back into being important on winning again. You know, you indicated to me you want to see rookie quarterbacks. So show me the rookie quarterbacks. I just, again, like, this year is, it's borderline loss. Everybody predicts the Browns to be in a losing season. And if a 40-year-old Joe Flacco has to be your savior, I'm sorry. Like, I'm out on that idea. Even if it could happen, and feasibly it did happen, I still just can't buy into it. I can't be worried about just trying to get wins and trying to get over the hump in a year where that's clearly not the goal. Like, your goal as an organization is not give me that. And I understand as a fan, we want to be focused on the year to year, and you want to see a winning product year in and year out. But at some point, I do have to be focused and worried about the future of the org.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Organization and where they are truly heading. Like, yeah, you could still end up drafting a first-round quarterback next year. I mean, I think that's where everybody's sort of attention draws to of like, okay, Jake, if they start Shador and they start Dylan Gabriel, and that's the only two quarterbacks we see, and they're bad, then you're in the exact same scenario if you would have just started Joe Flacco the next year too. Yeah, you're right. I also think that if you look at the upside of it, where if we start one of those guys and they turn out to be, hey, I can trust this guy moving forward, you don't have to use your first-round pick next year on a quarterback. And you might actually be able to transition that first-round pick into being another helpful piece to help this team get even more competitive, bring in another offensive star, potentially go out and get a top-tier wide receiver. But instead, it always comes back to the negative side of the rookie quarterback about the what-if. But the negative version, I tend when it comes to rookies to look at the what if the positive version. What if they do work out? And I think that's something where the Browns have set you up this year to, you should probably be more focused on that. Like, I can't be worried about whether or not this team's going to win 10 games because I just don't think winning 10 games really answers any of the questions for this organization. Like, sure, it puts a smile on our face to see us go to a playoff game. I also just don't know anything about this team moving forward. If you're going to win with the rookies, you get the best of both worlds. But I think if you win with Joe Flacco, you're almost shooting yourself in the foot twice. Like, yeah, thanks. I now have a quarterback that I probably won't see again and a bad draft pick to show for it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to be the team that's right in the middle and borderline competing. I don't want to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. I guess that's what I'm trying to throw out. I don't want to be the Pittsburgh Steelers of a team that, hey, your fan base can be happy because you won games, but we also don't have an answer moving forward. And you get the just cycling of Russell Wilson and the cycling of Aaron Rodgers and whatever they throw. Yeah, I don't want to be that team. And if you go through and all you want to see is Joe this year, I mean, you're not really doing anything better than Pittsburgh is. Like, truthfully, you're just running the exact same thing that we sit there and year after year make fun of the Steelers for. Oh, yeah, all they do is they go out there and win regular season games and don't win playoff games. And I get it. Like, in Cleveland, that might be enticing right now. But that gets really old really quick. Like, that's not fun for anybody. Nobody cares. Like, everybody throws the idea. They want to throw out hypocrisy across sports. Nobody's handing the Cleveland Cavaliers awards for winning regular season games. That's not what it's about. It's not about just see if you can get to the playoffs. Congrats. The Cavs won, what, 64 games last year in the regular season? Okay, you were a second-round exit, and that's the only thing that people truthfully remember from last season. In the record books, it's the only thing people are going to pay attention to. Oh, first seed? Oh, they didn't make it past the semifinals in the Eastern Conference. Next. Like, nobody's like, ah, but what a regular season team they were. Nobody cares. It's the same thing. Oh, the Browns brought you a 10-win season with Joe Flacco, but got demolished and lost by 28 in a playoff game? Playoff game against the Steelers for the Browns mean anything to anybody? It's exactly what happened. You went up by 28 in the first quarter. Nobody talks about how good of a regular season team the Steelers were that year. Oh, I mean, it was practically Ben on his deathbed. Then he ran out there and still got him to a playoff game. Yeah, nobody cares. They got embarrassed in the playoffs. It's the only thing that actually matters. And that's the only thing I'm really focused on for this team. I don't want to win regular season awards. And there's no regular season award that's going to make me happy this year. And I know that you're definitely not getting any playoff awards. Okay, you're not bringing home a playoff win with a Joe Flacco-led team. He proved that as much in 2023. Had he played a competitive game? Maybe I'd buy into it. But playing a Texans defense that has only gotten better? It's like, okay, well, you go up against a team like that or what's very likely to be a better defense in any aspect of the playoffs this year, you're probably going to end up with a similar result of a poor quarterback performance where you're just reaching and reaching the entire time, making bad turnovers, trying to make plays happen. I just don't see the sort of luxury of trying to be good this season. If it's an added benefit, sure, but it should not be your main focus. Again, 216-474-0092. Will you be frustrated by a Browns losing season? Because I just don't think that that's the thing that gets to me.
I don't see how anybody could be frustrated by a Browns. Like, if you expect this team to have a 500 record, I think you're insane.
Yeah, I don't think you can expect it. Again, like, I think it's possible. Like, I think that they could, but I don't think you should expect it.
I don't even know if it's possible, but I mean, I guess Joe Flacco did crazy things when he was here before, like you said, but I do not expect them to have a winning season by any means.
I just don't think it should be like, if that's what you're hanging your hat on, you're going to walk away from this season being like, oh, another 6 wins. Like, yeah, guys, that's what's supposed to happen. When you're a bad team trying to find your quarterback, you're supposed to win 6 games. The problem is when you're a bad team trying to find your quarterback and you play a damn 40-year-old for 18 and you're like, ah, we only won 6 games. Yeah, that's the real problem because then you're like, well, it's looking 2026. You got one shot at it. Okay, that's great. Why not take the opportunity to have 3 shots? You want to talk about throwing things at the wall and seeing if they stick? How about rookie quarterbacks? Let me throw rookie quarterbacks at the wall and see if they stick. I think the only rookie quarterback could probably throw at a wall is Dylan Gabriel, but it makes a point. Like, if you just go out and just keep throwing rookie quarterbacks there, at least you're trying to find something, which is wins in the future. And that's what the Browns are set up to do. 216-474-0092. We'd be frustrated by Browns losing season and coming up here in 5 minutes. We got Scotty to Tiger Woods. It's a fair conversation. He didn't even play the best round of golf this weekend. Not even the best round of golf on Sunday. Explain what I mean coming up in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Get a Grip coming your way here in about 18 minutes, as we always do, at 9 o'clock. But I did want to get into, listen, everybody wants to talk. Okay, Scottie Scheffler compared to Tiger Woods. It was the comparison I saw all weekend on social media of being like, Scottie the Great. By the way.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Was this not his, what, he went once in 2025 now? Is this his first win this year?
Second
win this year?
Yeah. Second major, I believe.
He's been really good. We'll get into the Scotty versus Tiger talk here in a minute and why I think it might be just a little bit crazy. That's all. Just slightly. But... he didn't even play the best round of golf on Sunday. But like, and I don't even think it was really debatable. And by the way, Scotty had a very, very good Sunday to the point where the guy he was golfing with, it pretty much was like, oh no, it's going to be really cool to go out there and like, hopefully I can compete for second, you know, like hopefully I can go out there and basically like, Scotty's got this thing wrapped up, but hopefully we go out there and actually put together a performance. But I was very surprised to see that in an event that crossed over from PGA to LIV in the Open Championship, that actually turned to LIV Golf for the best performance, which did not think I'd be going and actually finding, but it was Sergio Garcia over at LIV Golf. All he did was shoot a one under. So you're like, yeah, it's not really that great of a Sunday. Okay. I mean, he had what? He had three birdies, two bogeys. He finished top 10 in the field of a depleted field at that of LIV. And you're like, oh, it's not that great. Like, Sergio Garcia got real upset on the second hole and decided it'd be a really good idea that after he shanked a drive, that he was just going to pound his driver into the ground and proceeded to snap it in half. What happens in golf is you only get to bring so many clubs with you in your bag, and then if for some reason one of those clubs becomes unusable, you don't get to replace that club in the bag. So he broke his driver on hole two and proceeded to not have a driver for the entire rest of the course, which is insane. Like, that is absolutely absurd, which, taken into account, he would go on to play just three more par threes after that.
I was going to say, you have a scorecard up?
I have a scorecard up, yeah.
Okay, go to the par fives. What do you do on the par fives?
Par fives following hole two, which was hole number four. He birdied a par five without a driver, and then proceeded to birdie another par five without a driver.
Does it say how far those par fives were?
First par five was 564. Second par five was 557. Yeah, like, you're telling me
that is very impressive.
That's the best round of golf this weekend, without a doubt. Like, take into account how difficult that actually is to do. And I don't golf. Like, I watch enough golf. Like, if you don't have a driver on a par five, you're taking off, I mean, probably upwards of like 30 to 40 yards off your swing. Okay, when you're sizing down to like a three wood, like, you're probably hitting your three wood like, I mean, maybe 270, somewhere in that range probably. And you're driving the ball probably 300 plus. Like, yeah, it's a significant difference on a course where you need to go 554 yards. Like, you're making a 30-yard difference on your first shot going, oh, that's not great. I can't count on that one. And the dude still managed. Like, he actually, from that point, birdied three and bogeyed two. Like, he was par even after shanking his drive. He ended up par on hole two. And then still managed to come out one under shooting from there on. Dude, that's just downright impressive. I'm sorry. You can compare Scotty to Tiger. Tiger have to go a whole round of golf without playing with his driver. I don't know if that's true or not, okay? Part of Tiger's career happened before I was living, practically. So I can't tell you if that's right or wrong. But that's just, yeah, I think that's way more of an interesting story than, Scotty went through and won a tournament that he was, I mean, for all intents and purposes, very expected to win. He came in as a pretty sizable favorite, actually. I think he came in at like plus 400 and... there were a couple other guys that were a little under plus 1,000, but Scotty was favored pretty heavily throughout the tournament. And then I think he could have gotten maybe a little better odds after day one because he didn't shoot that well after round one. But, like, yeah, I'll take the guy without the driver any day of the week. But we also got to stop the whole Scotty to Tiger comparison. Like, hey, there, I saw a bunch of things. It was like between his first and fourth win, right? It was the exact same amount of days between the where Tiger did it. Yeah, well, I think Tiger also rattled off the next two majors and won them, like, consecutively. Like, Tiger just took over and ran with it after this, which, listen, like, that's still up in the air for Scotty. But we do realize that, like, the beginning of Tiger's career, obviously, he was a phenom right as he got in. And then it had to work his way still up to being, like, the best of the best. Like, Scotty now, from this point on, needs to be undeniably the best golfer in the world and dominate the field. And, by the way, a much tougher field than Tiger ever had to deal with. Like, golf today is much more difficult of a sport compared to competition-wise.
During the majors, at least.
Yeah, because
then you have both LIV guys and, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can make an argument PGA. I don't know how comparable it is.
The PGA is a little watered down now.
Just still think, like, Tiger's dominance even in that era. Like, Tiger was like the number one golfer for like a decade, practically.
You sound like a real old head, right?
I know. Okay, so what is this, like, is this me going to Jordan LeBron argument right now? Am I arguing Jordan?
Sounds like it.
I'm just saying, like.
No, I mean, you're not wrong. Like, Tiger is on a completely different level. But Scotty has been unreal the past couple of years.
Yeah, he's been incredible. I'm not trying to deny the fact that Scottie's been really good, because he has. I'm just saying, like, hey, if you're going to go out and actually try to chase Tiger, I mean, you're going to have to be undeniable. Like, hey, Tiger was coming in, and I saw it from, I think some sports book had posted it or something. But, like, there were a lot of tournaments in the span of Tiger where, like, you were practically getting, like, even odds on Tiger to win tournaments. Like, it was Tiger versus the field, and that was the bet. Like, it was, you were just getting straight plus 100. Scottie's still coming at, like, plus 400 to win a tournament. Which, again, he wins, but it's like, okay, yeah, he's still very heavily favored, but we don't, I think, grasp the concept of how unreal that is. That in a tournament with, like, I mean, 60, 70 different competitors that you walk in, it's like, okay, well, you can either bet Tiger to win or anybody else, and you get the same odds on both of them. Like, that is not, that's not normal. Like, that is objectively insane. But yeah, you're not quite that point with Scottie. Like, nobody's looking at him that way. Vegas is not looking at him in that same way. He just doesn't have the same type of dominant run. And again, this is coming off a weekend where I think Scottie gave probably, like, the most human-to-human interaction that we've gotten with an athlete, of just, like, speaking in reality and being relatable, of being like, yeah, golf necessarily doesn't, like, fulfill me in life, right? Like, I think Tiger, just being wired in the absolute freak that he was, just constantly, the only thing that he focused on in life was golf. Well, and maybe some outside endeavors. But, like, he was wired to think about golf. That's the only thing he actually, like, put his mind to and truly cared about. Like, I think if you would have said Tiger during that time, was he fulfilled in life? I think strictly off of golf, yes, he was. Like, Scottie gave the very real human-to-human interaction before the tournament had started, and being like, okay, like, the world of being a golfer is not the same. It's like, okay, everybody's very happy, but they're happy for you for, like, 2 minutes, and then it's, are you going to do it again? What can you do next weekend? Rather than, oh, this lives on in your greatness. Like, so I like Scottie a lot. Like, I, again, thought that the things that he had to say before this tournament kicked off, I think only made him a more likable athlete and an easier person to root for. And I am. I hope Scottie's, like, incredible. I think he's fun to watch. He's one of the few golfers that I think I can actually sit down and be like, oh, this is fun to watch. But I don't know. Like, Tiger was just on such a different level of dominance. I don't know that you could really put that into the same category of where Scottie is right now. Like, you can draw the comparisons. You can say, like, hey, the first to fourth major thing I think is really interesting. Obviously, that happened the same exact same amount of days. But it almost feels to me as if, like, we're reaching. Like, people want there to be another Tiger so bad that it almost feels like you're reaching for there to be another Tiger. It's like the one guy who has shown that stretch of dominance over a very short period of time in retrospect is like, oh, that guy's going to be the next big thing. Yeah, I mean, you're essentially, like, crowning LeBron as Jordan by, like, 2007 at this point. I don't think we can do it. And by the way,
I think Scottie also gets a lot more love because of what happened when he got arrested. I think people really like that story.
Like, it's a fun story. Like, is that really something that, like, should be endearing us to Scottie Scheffler that much?
I think a lot of people view it that way.
Like, I think that boosted his popularity because you're like, oh, I mean, he was the top golfer at the point right then, and then he gets arrested, and he's talking about the fact how he's stretching in his jail cell, getting ready to shoot around. It's like, yeah, I mean,
he still goes out and wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd. But, like, I don't know. Again, it can make you like the guy. I'm not saying don't like him. I'm just saying when you compare him to Tiger, it's like, I don't know. It feels like you're missing something. Again, it feels to me as if you're reaching for there to be another Tiger when, like, it takes a long time to build to that road. And if we're being honest, like, Scottie doesn't probably have the life left in his golf game of, like, his physical prime of a golfer to really reach the things that Tiger ever reached. Like, Scottie's already 29. He's going to be 30. He's just turned 29, but he's going to be 30 by next year. Yeah, I don't know that you really bank on Scottie being able to live up for the rest of his career up until, like, 40 of doing the things that Tiger did. It feels like a very difficult line to get to. I don't know that I can buy into there being another Tiger, because you just don't usually start that young. You usually don't get into it and be that dominant for as long as it is. Like, Tiger's reign started, it felt like quicker than that. I'm just not buying this guy. Again, it feels like you're trying to crown LeBron in 07. Like, I feel like that's a solid comparison. Just like, we're a few years into the LeBron being really good, and you're like, that's the best player alive. It's like, well, that was the top-rated player coming out of high school that we've basically ever seen and had the media attention. We knew he was going to be great. Like, I think we know that Scottie's going to go down probably as one of the greatest golfers we've ever seen. I think he's shown good enough to do that. Just like, if you were crowning LeBron in 07, you're probably a little ahead of the party. You're like, that guy's going to be better than Jordan. Like, you're still having that debate when he's 40, let alone by the time he was like, 21, 22? Yeah, you're a little ahead of the game there. Let Scotty actually take over and be the Tiger level before you crown him on the Tiger level. Hey, you at least got to play the best Sunday at golf before you get there. Okay? You got to play the best Sunday. If you got a guy in a different tournament going out there and shooting one under with no driver, I mean.
You hear that, Scotty? You got to show up with no driver now.
Yeah. Or, I mean, even better, just snap your driver on hole one. Like, do round one, hole one, and then show me. Yeah, you know what? I'm not even going to use a driver for the rest of the tournament. Don't even go get me a replacement driver. I'll just play the entire tournament all 4 days after hole one of day one without a driver, and I'll go out and win this thing. It's like a Larry Bird going, I'm only going to score with my left hand. Okay? That's what I want to see. Scotty can line up lefty. I'll call him Tiger, okay? If he can line up lefty for a tournament, win. No, I just realistically don't think you're there. All right. Let's leave that there. When we come on back in about 5 minutes, we'll get to Get a Grip, as we always do, at 9 o'clock, right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.